Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Hey, Bob, that sounded really good. Did you record that? Huh?
I did.
Good. Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we move into the month of April. The eclipse is nearing. And we have some honest-to-goodness, real outdoor news to provide. And coming up, we normally talk to Bill Kinney, CCA Star Tournament Director, right before the Star Tournament begins.
Right.
This year, it will start Saturday, May 25th.
Right.
But we're going to talk to him today.
Because?
Early bird.
Oh.
And this is not just sign up and, you know, this is really tempting.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
the prizes that can be won are absolutely phenomenal. And they're doing some reveals, I think, on a weekly basis as they move through the early bird period.
Okay.
But we'll find out exactly what's going on.
He knows.
Got some updates. Bob's looking forward to a portion when we do a review. We hold the Old Farmer's Almanac accountable. Yes, I brought the 2023 version they had, and we have the 2024.
Okay.
So we got that and a whole bunch more fun things to do. So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you make us a part of your weekend plans. And I guess this weekend, Harold, is actually pre-eclipse celebration.
Yep.
And I was looking at variety of weather forecasts that I get to see the conflicting reports. But there was one that came out that said that there's an increased cloud cover.
Right.
From if you took the center line of the path that the eclipse is supposed to move across from Texas up to Canada, that there's going to be a 90% chance of cloud cover?
Oops.
Yeah, oops is right. The other thing that came out, this is from Texas Parks and Wildlife,
right.
they released, and they said, please be careful on the water. And I went, oh, yeah. You go to the water to watch the fireworks.
Right.
Okay. July 4th. This is evidently a great place because there's no trees in the way.
Correct. Yeah, you got a better line of sight.
But you got a whole bunch of crazy people with, you know,
boats,
funky glasses on.
Right.
You know.
Well, it's going to be, you know, if you're not already there, don't. I mean, the craziness. I went up to the ranch a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And ran into a DPS officer at Cooper's there in Llano.
Right.
You know, and I said, you ready for the eclipse? And he went, oh, no. and Llano County itself requested 100 extra DPS, 10 extra EMTs with ambulances. The National Guard is supposed to be called out.
Staged.
they've declared disaster areas in advance in several counties in the Hill Country so they don't have to go through the procedure of creating it, you know, get on it. Because you know, those two-lane roads, there's going to be a fender bender, somebody's going to hit a deer, I mean, on and on and on. It's just going to be absolutely insane. I'm expecting 500,000 people in the Hill Country.
I haven't seen any reports as to what the eclipse, what the effect will it'll have on wildlife. You know, I mean, if they get as crazy as...
Probably. I mean, it's going to be, what's that? You know, it's not night, is it? For 10 minutes. But
right.
It's still, yeah, well, we'll see. In the Houston area... If there's no cloud cover, but that's supposed to be about a 94% of it anyway.
Yeah. Hey, if you're on OH Ivy,
mm-hmm.
just know that on last Sunday, March 31st, the collection period for the Legacy class, the over 13-pounders, right. ended.
Okay.
And Ivy gave up 12.
Right.
I mean, that's
was
just...
your prediction 8?
Yeah, that went
yeah, right.
like the next day. You
that's
know?
Amazing, though.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. And 19 for the season. We're going to be talking more next week about the Sharelunker program and give you more details. What kind of national news you got?
I've got some local news.
Local news.
I'm going to cover this, you know. I mean, this day and age, you know, need the firearms, the ammo, the accessories. Houston Gun Collectors. They've been putting on great gun shows since 1950.
Mm-hmm.
Over 70 years of gun shows. And this is a fun one that they do about four times a year, the Gun Show in the Heights. It's at their new meeting location, the Northside Columbus Club at 607 East Whitney, and that's one street north of Cross Timbers between Yale and Airline. Got plenty of free parking, but it's a neat show because it's about 80 tables. So you can work the whole thing, go back, try to make another deal, this kind of thing. You can see a lot of stuff and take your time, and it will be 80 tables or more of collectible and modern firearms, ammunition, and accessories. And it's Saturday, April 13th. The show's going to be open just that one day, 9 to 4, Saturday, April 13th. Buy tickets right now if you want to at hgca.org, but they're just $10 at the door. Children under 12 are free. Plenty of free parking, like I said. Kitchen will be open, serving up breakfast tacos, hamburgers, hot dogs, desserts, and more. So again, to check it out, hgca.org. And while you're at the show, ask about joining the club. Their monthly meetings are fun and very, very informative. Houston Gun Collectors Association Gun Show in the Heights, Saturday, April 13th.
Are you going to have a table and be there?
I don't think I'm going to be able to make this one. I wanted to, but stuff.
Well, it's nice if you show up occasionally.
I know.
No, I mean, know. That way people don't think you're artificially intelligent, you know. Or what?
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Go to your room. Anyway.
Oh, I want to check out the Old Farmer's Almanac. Ah. And I pulled the 2023 because there's so much talk. We just finished the May issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. Mm-hmm. Subscribers will get it about the 25th. This is the hog issue. And for those of you all that have been going, you know, I want to subscribe to that.
Right.
And then they don't. And then
should, yeah.
I need to subscribe to that, you know.
Mm-hmm. You'll miss
you
it.
Do. You're missing out.
Right.
And there's a new list
it's
every month.
It's a great issue. It's the biggie every year, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, all 12 issues, you know, and we cover both hunting and fishing. So sign up. But we're talking about moving into summer, kind mm-hmm. of a transition
right.
that occurs in the month of May. And I went back to look. 83% accuracy. This is been around since 1792.
Okay.
This was the 231st edition. And they're projecting from November through the following October.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're doing a whole year's worth.
Right.
And what was interesting, we know that we started off in pretty good shape in the spring, and then it just got broiling, just uh-huh. sizzly and hot with a drought. Let's start with April of last year, 1 degree above average.
Uh-huh.
May, 4 degrees above average on temperature.
Uh-huh.
And then we go into June, 3 degrees above, with 2 inches below on precipitation, 2 degrees above in July, average temperature in July, 3 degrees above in August, 2 in September with below average precipitation. All right. What they got was it's going to be hot. I mean, hotter than normal.
Right.
What they didn't get was how hot it was or going to be.
Okay.
I mean, they kind of missed that. And I think various contributing anomalies contribute to it. This year, we're in April and 1 degree below average in the north. They actually predicted fairly accurately our below average temperatures November through February and March. Through the summer months, we're going to be average or slightly below average, and rainfall, not a deluge,
mm-hmm.
but certainly what they call timely rains
okay.
throughout the period through September. And come October, looks like another weather shift.
Oh.
Warmer and drier.
Okay.
So, anyway, interesting. Have we covered everything in this section that we need to cover?
I don't know. We have any time for anything else?
Well, if you can pull that paper a little quicker.
Nice. Yeah, well, okay. Given your game, though, this is great. According to a report by the NRA's Hunters Leadership Forum, approximately 27% of hunters donate a portion of the wild game they harvest each year, which adds up to 16 million pounds of protein, or the equivalent of 64 million meals. And most of this meat is donated to hungry families through food banks and churches, as well as Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, NRA's Hunters for the Hungry, state-run programs. That's a wonderful donation. I think about 64 million meals.
That's a bunch.
Yeah, really is.
So
bless y'all. Get out there and donate.
And it's good. And folks, when they say game, it's not just venison
right.
or pork.
Right.
Hey, during waterfowl season, mm-hmm. they will take that too.
Sure.
You betcha. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Got the outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Haha! But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. And this portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got several that I've had over 20 years, and they're still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind.
Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That's BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
Ah, yes, and you can see the blind, VersaBlind, and other products at Gibson's in Kerrville, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, as well as Southwest Hay and Feed in Mission. Best bets?
Best bets.
Hurry. Come on, man.
I'm just thinking.
You're running slow.
I was thinking about something funny that happened the other day. Anyway.
And now you're not going to share it?
Yeah, I'll share it later. Anyway, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is the first of three best days for the week. This Sunday through Wednesday is a quartet of days rated as good. Thursday slips to fair, while Friday is going to be another good day. Next Saturday and Sunday, two more best days. By the daylight savings time clock this weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, with game most active from early until the evening hours around sunset. Friday, next Saturday, we'll see game active from mid-afternoon until well after sunset. Next Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise and continuing to feed until mid-morning. On Monday, April the 8th, we will have a new moon on the coast. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, we'll have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday is a three tide day with two highs and one low. Thursday through next Sunday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high, one low each day.
I put that caveat purposely.
Oh, okay.
By the daylight savings time clock.
Okay.
Because what does sunrise, sunset, mid-morning, mid-afternoon really mean?
There you go.
And wildlife is going.
They know. Yeah, right.
But it's something different. All right, on the coast, you ought to really look at the weather, because it's truly, when we say a yo-yo pattern, it has been up and down, particularly the nighttime lows. Temperatures all along the Texas coast and over in southwest Louisiana, Lake Calcasieu, are warming toward that magical 70-degree mark, and the fishing and catching is very evident that we're right there at the prime time, or beginning of prime time. Lake Calcasieu, been watching plenty of redfish, bunch of flounder, and a bunch of speckled trout coming in. Over on Sabine Lake, it has been just absolutely on fire now for 2 years. And fish the south end of the lake, fish around the levee wall, and, of course, when weather permits, get out around the jetties. Same thing at the jetties in Galveston. A lot of great exchange of water with the Gulf of Mexico. Birds are working through Trinity, Galveston Bay, West Galveston Bay, on down to the Freeport area. Don't forget to overlook the intercoastal waterway. Everybody talks about fishing the land cut. We talk about fishing the land cut down south of Baffin Bay.
Right.
It's just the intercoastal. It's the ditch, you know, and it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It runs from South Texas all the way to Florida, and along the way, there's some great, and you've got the flats, and you got the drop-off. Really, really good fishing. From the mid-coast on south, you got plenty of grass beds. Fish are up shallow. That's where the bait is hanging out and hiding. That's where their young are trying to not be eaten. Doesn't happen often. And then down around Port Mansfield, good fishing around East Cut and the south end of the Lamb Cut. South Padre, you know, Gaswell Flats, Laguna Vista Cove, redfish have been good around Three Islands and Gas Wells. Sheephead abundant at the jetties and Old Causeway. And don't forget, until we hit January 1, January 1. How about June 1, Bill?
Okay.
June 1. Right. Yes, June 1. You can fish for red snapper in state waters.
Wonderful.
What's going on in the lakes?
Well, let's go to East Texas. Conroe. Okay. Largemouth bass are good on beds with some big gals being caught. Catfish are good 1 to 25 feet of water. Fork. Bass are nesting under lots of fishing pressure. Small baits, long cast are your best bet. Frog pattern topwaters are excellent in the grass and brush. Crappie are shallow. Small fish patterns like woolly boogers are a good bet. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good within 2 to 6 feet of water, biting on minnows or jigs. Sand bass are fair in the creeks. Catfish are good in 2 to 10 feet with your bait of choice. Bass are on spawning beds in shallow water. Fish can be caught casting to spawning areas or sight fishing with lizards, cinchos, topwaters, and chatterbaits. Livingston, catfish are biting in 2 to 4 feet of water on shad. Sam Rayburn, bass are starting to push offshore following the bait. Fish can still be found shallow, but the majority of the numbers and size are in 10 to 22 feet deep staging on secondary and main lake points and ledges. Fish a Carolina rig, jig, 5XD, 8XD crankbait. In shallow water, use a chatterbait, shad trap, lightweight Carolina rig, or Texas rig. Toledo Bend. Lots of bass have been spawned. More are coming in to spawn. Fish are shallow, and the best baits have been slowly fishing a wacky worm or Texas rig lizards. A few fish coming in on swim jigs with matching swim suits for trailers. Okay, Fayette. Bass are loaded up, ready to spawn, and in the backs of pockets and creeks. Still some big fish out in the mouths or main lake points and ledges. Cast shallow crankbaits, worms, jigs, shaky heads, drop shots. Huge blow-ups now, so fish are starting to chase topwater frogs. Limestone. The main lake is clear. The creeks are slightly stained. The second wave of spawning, largemouth bass and crappie should begin soon. Largemouth bass are good on spawning beds in 1 to 4 feet of water in the creek channels using swim jigs, Texas rigs, spinnerbaits, and chatterbaits. Crappie are good, fishing minnows in brush, standing timber, and creek channels in 1 to 10 feet of water. Palestine, bass, they're improving in the shallow nesting areas and immediate shelter and staging areas. Fishing remains good. Texas rig craws, lizards, and creature baits plus chatter baits are the baits to start with. Open water fishing is good. Blue cats are good on live minnows and cut bait above hard bottom and rock and concrete structures. Texoma. Striped bass fishing is great. Drifting live shad in 20 to 25 feet of water. Seeing some spawned out females and some yet to spawn on the flats. Striped bass are at peak spawn and the bite is good. Bigger fish can be caught on the flats with a 5-inch imitation shad, smaller size fish in 10 to 25 feet of water on ledges and drop-offs, live bait catching stripers in deep water. Whitney, catfish are good using cut drum or shad in shallow water. Striped bass are good using live bait and jigs. Crappie continue to be fair on small jigs and minnows fish near deeper structure. White bass are good in shallow water in the creeks.
All right, heading to South Texas down Three Rivers Way where Choke Canyon Reservoir seeing shatter spawning in shallow water, attracting the predator fish. Black bass are good from the bank out to 10 feet. Best bets, soft plastics, flukes, and shatter baits. Catfish are good in shallow water with live cut or stink bait. Crappie are good in shallow water with small jigs, grubs, or live minnows. Corpus Christi, catfish are great in 2 to 4 feet of water. Drum are good also in 2 and 4 feet of water. Alligator gar are great on cut carp in the river channel. Falcon Reservoir, keeper channel fish are good on the hard bottoms in 2 to 8 feet of water on cut baits. Bass are good in 3 to 8 feet, flipping brush and hardwoods, chatterbait, soft plastics, or spinnerbaits. Brownwood, Harold, very specifically, an bass to 8.08 pounds are excellent on jerkbaits. Crankbaits, spinnerbaits in 3 to 8 feet of water. Crappie are excellent, suspended in cove pockets. And crappie are starting to spawn in 1 to 4 foot of water. Crappie are good in Lake Allen Henry, 15 to 25 feet. Ivy, big bass.
Yes.
12 over 3 months, that's an average of 4 fish, 1 per week.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good chance of catching a bass there. Okay.
Right.
Meredith, trout are good on power baits, minnows, worms, small spinners, spoons, and flies. Walleye are excellent on grubs and other artificials.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Brady Lake, largemouth bass are very good, up to 7 pounds on rocks with crankbaits, chatterbaits, cinchos. Crappie are good in the marina or around hardwood in the main lake or creek entrance. Buckhannon, Bass are starting to spawn with catches flipping trees in 2 to 5 feet of water. Use a craw worm, fluke, or worm in these areas, and you can also throw moving baits like spinnerbait, shallow crankbait, or jigs in rock piles all over the lake. Canyon. Bass are good in the morning along rocky banks on spinnerbait. Later fish, a drop shot, a shaky head, slowly drag it on the main lake points. LBJ, numbers of bass have finished spawning, but fish are still in creek mouths and flats around the grass patches. Work chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, wake baits, and underspin swim baits to catch these bass. Target bedding bass with lizards, worms, flukes, or a jig.
All right, it's time for the hunting forecast, and that's brought to you by Dallas Safari Club. Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of Dallas Safari Club is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of a well-regulated hunting in the sustainable use of wild resources. Dallas Safari Club is a member of the International Union for Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused conservation organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualified projects, organizations, and programs in support of that mission. Whether at Dallas Safari Club's huge annual four-day convention held each January or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference by becoming a member, getting involved, and becoming a part of their growth. For more information, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org. As everybody knows, spring turkey season is underway, and phenomenal reports. A lot of people are bemoaning maybe we didn't have the hatch last year that we were looking for, but we've still got plenty of mature gobblers, 2 to 3 year olds. What I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is those mature gobblers, if you set up and have a Jake and a hen or a couple of hens, he will come in and absolutely put a serious whooping on that Jake. I mean, he'll strut and come up and jump and peck and spur.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's comical to watch, but it's the reality. And, of course, those mature gobblers are going, when there's a whole bunch of y'all ganged up, then you whoop up on me. It's my turn, you know?
Right.
And, but very, very responsive and some really, really good mature gobblers taking place. The South Zone season continues through April 28th. The one turkey bag limit, the 10 counties, runs through April 30th. And the South Zone season runs through, I'm going to say the 12th. And I believe that's correct.
Ah, okay.
Okay. All right. Yes. You've been on or off road, plugged in or fueled up?
On and off, gas. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Just want to keep you happy. 2024 Subaru Ascent. And this is the biggest Subaru they have ever made. It's a midsize SUV, all wheel drive. Got a 2.4-liter dual overhead cam turbocharged boxer engine putting out 260 horsepower, 5,000 pounds of towing, 500-mile range on this thing. High-torque linear chronic CVT transmission, but it has an 8-speed manual shift mode, which I like. 20-inch alloy wheels, X-mode, dual-mode traction management system, LED steering, responsive headlights. They move when you turn the wheel. Isn't that cool? Makes you see better. Anyway, tri-zone automatic climate control. It's a three-row seating, Harman Kardon Quantum Logic surround sound system, leather-wrapped heated steering wheel, advanced adaptive cruise, their StarTex trimmed water-repellent upholstery, 12-way power seat, I'm sorry, driver seat, heated second-row seats. I mean, this thing's loaded. It's got all kinds of good stuff on it. 19 miles per gallon in the city, 25 on the highway, a lot of drive modes. Again, it's their biggest ever so far, the 2024 Subaru Ascent.
When you turn the steering wheel on most vehicles...
48, by the way.
When you turn the steering wheel on most vehicles, don't the lights follow the direction that you turn?
No, they don't. They don't do an advance, though. I mean, tuck graphics started.
But
you do
an advance. I understand how the concept.
I understand. Well, in the car
it's something
turns,
else,
the lights it, go it's with
something,
it.
It's something else that could be needed to be repaired.
Had to jump in.
But
there,
no. What I'm saying is, you make the you turn, and you're seeing this over to the right. Your line of sight is there.
Yeah. This gives
and
you
boom,
a little, it
there's that
a
dark
advanced.
Spot on the left side where you turn from.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right, now, I want to leave you with this, because I was giggling earlier. I've got to share this, okay? The best billboard I have ever seen. Earlier in the week, I was on a busy thoroughfare. It was for a funeral home.
Okay.
And the billboard said, "Drive carefully. We can wait."
Okay.
Okay.
Mighty kind of them.
Right. You bet.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about the CCA Star Tournament. The early bird opportunity with Bill Kinney right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right. Bucks ought to be in pretty good shape by now, particularly with the rains and the forage that naturally has occurred. Mama deer still carrying those babies. Uh-huh. They're going to be putting them on the ground later in May and into June. They need to produce that milk to get those babies' legs underneath them so they can run away from predators.
Right.
You really need to be feeding Fortified Cottonseed 12 months out of the year, 365. The limited intake comment that was made earlier,
mm-hmm.
a lot cheaper to feed Fortified Cottonseed and a lot better than the natural or a normal protein regimen.
How much cheaper is it?
2.5 to 1. Does that get your
okay.
attention?
Yeah,
huh?
Sure
yeah.
does.
Huh? Yeah. And plus the vitamin pack that's with the Fortified Cottonseed takes care of what Mother Nature does not naturally provide. For more information, go to FortifiedCottonseed.com. Watch the video. Get to know the people behind the product. Find an independent dealer to pick up some bags of Fortified Cottonseed. Stop by one of the tractor supplies across the Lone Star State and beyond. Got a big order? Give them a call, 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. And from taking care of our terrestrial critters to going to the coast, we normally talk to Bill Kenny, you know, the latter part of May, right before the Star Tournament kicks off. But he told me that there's an opportunity for those of us that are members.
Yes.
And those of us that sign up for some really cool prizes.
Oh.
Yeah. Bill, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing this morning?
Excelente, gentlemen. How are you boys?
We're great.
All right.
Good, good.
Talking about
always
the early
good
bird.
Good to hear from you, Harold.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he's working up on, he's polishing off on his fishing, you know, so to do more.
That's right.
Get him on the water. Hey, we talk about the tournament, but and there's been an early bird opportunity for years, but you all have thrown a major curve with some great opportunities. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, we're really excited about it, Willie. It's, you know, this is something where, you know, it just, with what's going on in the world these days, it can be hard to get in the Star spirit. And as a response, the volunteers on the Star Tournament Committee said, look, let's start this year with something new. How about some getaways so our members can find some relief from all the anxiety that we're feeling? And they declared a what I'm calling the early bird getaway giveaways. And by golly, just if for the members alone, they whoever signs up for Star gets one free entry into the early bird drawing. And, of course, there's lots of early birds that are out there that have already signed up after the tournament closed last year. But these things have been taking off like wildfire. We're really surprised, and we're giving them away every week up until May the 3rd, which is when early bird closes. And we've already given away Heckfire, a really fine cabin up in Wimberley. It's an authentic log cabin on a 10-acre track with walking trails and hot tubs and back deck. Just a fun gig there. Gave that away about a week and a half ago. This week we gave away the Bourgeois Fishing Charters over in Barataria, Louisiana, for three fishermen, another couple of nights there with at the Cajun Vista Inn and guided fishing trips, and got one going right now to the Kentucky River Gorge, a really cool adventure, and an underground kayak adventure up in Kentucky in the Daniel Boone National Forest. And you can bet where we got the lowest ones on the front end, and they just get better and better. And I'm, as I think I alluded yesterday, I'm not supposed to say anything, but Costa Rica and Cabo are coming up. So anyway, it's kind of exciting.
So, Bill, I guess you had to check all of these things out individually yourself, right, before you did this?
The only downside, Harold, is that I can't enter.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we're going to expand this conversation, but we need to take care of the mid-show break. Bill, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll find out about
yes,
those other prizes that have yet to be drawn with Bill Kenny.
Wonderful.
Right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Wondering what to do this summer? Go fish! Early bird registration is open for the 2024 CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance. Fish from Memorial Weekend to Labor Day for a chance to win. There's over $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships. Sign up by May 3rd and get exclusive early bird benefits. Don't let another early bird catch your worm. Sign up now at startournament.org.
We continue our conversation with CCA Texas Star Tournament Director Bill Kenny. The website for more information is startournament.org. Bill, you've already tempted us with some really nice prizes that have already been given away in the early bird. And then you tell us that it's a progression that increases over time. Just doing a little name dropping of Costa Rica and Cabo. This carries on, and what is the deadline to enter? Of course, I mean, if you wait till the deadline, you've missed a whole bunch of weeks of drawings, right?
Well, no. The good news is that we at each of these trips we're drawing for each week after like the deadline for this Kentucky River Gorge is this coming Sunday night, and we're going to draw it on Tuesday. And then after that, we got a little something going on in Hot Springs, Arkansas for that next week. And then after that, we got a little something offshore for two people, 4 nights and 5 days in Cabo. Then we got a little something for 8 days and 7 nights for 8 people in Costa Rica in a fully equipped two-bedroom house with 3 half-days of offshore. Never mind. I'm not supposed to say anything about it.
My goodness.
And now, in the past, there had been a drawing for a boat. Are these trips now in lieu of an extra boat, or is the boat still part of the early bird?
No. No. All these guys want to do, I'm sitting here with Ryan, the assistant director of the tournament, and Ryan and I just sit here and pull our hair out because these volunteers come in and say, no, we're not taking anything away. We're only going to add. We're just going to keep giving more and more away. So, yeah, the grand prize drawing for a brand-new 21 Dargle Scout and 150 Mercury is going to happen as well. Knowing these guys, they're liable to come up with something else that we'll have to add to the mix. And that's after we went back. And of course, you can imagine us saying, what about our budget? We're on a zero budget over here. And they said, hey, go back and run the numbers. We don't think that this $1 million in prizes is accurate. And so we were given instructions to go back and actually run the numbers on what it would take for somebody to go out and buy our prizes. And it comes in at over $1.9 million. That's $1,900,000 worth of prize.
Wow. Missed it by 50%.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oops.
Yeah. Well, we're on the low end.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
So my government work anyway.
All right. Yeah. I don't want to spill the beans too early. You know, on what's going to happen with the tournament, but any planning that needs to be done because of changes or with the speckled trout regs that went back to winter storm Uri of 2021 time frame. Anything that we're going to have to adjust to?
Well, I think as y'all saw, and of course Parks and Wildlife has put this out, and anybody who goes to startournament.org can see all of the details regarding this species that is the number one glamour species in the state, and so many people are chasing speckled trout. But the reality to it is that, there's a couple of bay systems since the freeze. Thanks to the conservation mindset and most Texas anglers, they've laid off of keeping a lot of trout since the tropical or the freeze Uri in February 21. And, we've seen some really good recovery. However, there's some bay systems like Matagorda that's down 44% still with their trout numbers. San Antonio Bay down 39%. We still got work in front of us. And so I doubt that we will see a reinstatement of speckled trout into Star until we see this happen. And as you've seen with the regulations that went into place last week, we're back down to the 3 fish limit. However, something that I think is material to all of your listeners is that, and we certainly wanted to see it happen, is that that number is moved from the 17 to 23 inch slot to 15 inches to 20 inches. So we can retain fish in that area, and certainly it's a lot easier for a lot of star anglers who fish off piers or on the bank or whatever with 15 inch trout. So they ultimately look like they're going to go for the special trophy trout tag that is still in the mix, and the public comments have agreed that that's going to happen. And so they'll vote on that, I think, in August on how that checks out. But it's all just something that is really incumbent on all of us conservation-minded anglers to be sensitive to. You know, it doesn't mean that you got to quit catching any of your trout forays. It's just stop keeping.
Yeah,
we don't need as many as we catch.
Absolutely. And also, besides the fish population that was lost due to the freeze,
Texas, with everything great that we have and the attractant to people from other parts of the country and world, our population continues to just soar.
Mm-hmm.
And a certain percentage of those folks are adding to the fishing pressure. And that's a consideration, too, wouldn't you say, Bill?
Absolutely. That is probably almost more important, I think, to parks and wildlife biologists. You know, some numbers range as high as 2 million people that have come into the state in the last 4 years. And you and me and Harold and Ryan all know what happens. You take one of those guys who comes in from one of these outside states and, you know, all they got to do, they catch one 25-inch trout on a topwater. After that violent explosion, these guys, they're so hooked that I've had calls from people who are standing in the aisles at Academy Sports and Outdoors saying, what other baits do I buy? I already put in an order for a Haney boat. They lost their mind.
Absolutely. And, you know, the neat thing about it is now that the pressure has been removed somewhat off of speckled trout, anglers are discovering a whole bunch of great catching fish that also serve very well on table.
Well, you bet. And that's one of the great things about Star. We realized that if we're going to lose a species, we're going to do the best we can to replace it with something else. And we've seen the explosion of popularity in the black drum division of Star that has really, really gone rampant. People love to fish, and of course they pull like a redfish, and frankly I think they eat better than a redfish, but that's not to belittle the redfish. Good gosh, if there wasn't a redfish there wouldn't be a Star,
right?
And you can bet the Texas Ford dealers have come back and they're putting up, you know, five brand new. In fact, we've even heard that they're talking about expanding it from the four-door super cab to the crew cab. Now, we don't have confirmation on that, but that would be coupled to a brand-new Star boat that Haney is putting out. We've been doing the Haney Bigfoots for about the last dozen years, and they've got a new boat out called the Amigo. Again, this is another 23-footer,
right.
But this is one heck of a boat. It's a cat that a lot of people are really excited about. I mean,
you're so wound up, you're going to not have anything for our visit in May.
Right.
So, and we're up against the end of this segment.
Oh, darn.
So listen, folks, sign up now. Yeah, go online, startournament.org, and sign up. And stick around, because we're going to visit with Bill Kinney again about mid-May.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Bill, appreciate you joining us today.
You bet. I sure appreciate it, guys. And as Harold will tell you,
yes.
Bill, Harold knows I always have more.
Yes, we know that. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Friends.
All right. Love you guys.
You too, brother. Friends, we'll be
great
back
talking
with more. More Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What's going on, Harold?
Well, here we go. April the 9th, San Gabriel Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation Hunting Heritage Banquet in Georgetown at the VFW Post, number 8587. For information, nwtf.org. April 11th, Heart of Texas Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Cigar and Whiskey Night in Round Rock, held at Texas Hall, ducks.org for that one. Remember that website because you'll need it again. For April 12th, Tech Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Lubbock, held at the National Ranching Heritage Center. Again, like I said, ducks.org. Go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. Flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. Kits that have one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source. They hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, you can charge your phone with these things. So for our listeners, they got a special offer, 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Bill Kinney, CCA Star Texas Tournament Director. Sign up for that early bird, startournament.org. Next week, we're going to continue to fish, but for big bass, with Natalie Goldstrom, Share Lunker Coordinator.
There you go. Do remember that we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. You just stay safe out there, friends, okay? Join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.